Eve, whom the serpent tempted, ate from the fruit of the tree. The judgment against her was this: with heritage you will give birth to children. God saw that Satan prevailed over the human race. He sent his son to save the world and save Adam and all his children. This virgin daughter of Joachim became dwelling for God, the Word, because of her purity and virginity. There is no chosen one who is like unto her. For when God has compassion upon our race, he made the heavens bow down and he descended down to earth, with his divinity emerging from him like a ray, and was incarnate from his mother. Thus Mary's womb became God's dwelling, and she gave birth to him while remaining a virgin. If all the wise men gathered together, they could not attain Mary's honor. Therefore we bow before her and ask her to pray for us, and ask her only begotten Son to have mercy upon us and to forgive us our sins, and ask that we may gain mercy with your intercessions before the lover of mankind. Hail to you, O Mary, the Holy Virgin. Hail to you, the Mother of God, the true light. Hail to the Virgin who is exalted above the heaven and earth. Hail to the fountain that quenches the thirsty. Hail to you, O Mary, the undefiled Virgin. Hail to the Mother of God and also his servant. Hail to the second tabernacle of the Son. Hail to the dwelling of God the Word. Hail to the Virgin who carried the Savior, that he may save us from our sins. Hail to the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hail to the crown of the pride of our assemblies. Hail to the one who illuminated the world, who was brought up in God's temple. Hail to the holy rational paradise. Hail to the tree of the life that does not die. Hail to in the pure field which God blessed. Hail to the vineyard of the Lord of hosts. Hail to the holy rod of testimony. Hail to the olive tree that is planted in the house of the Lord. Hail to the pure prophetic origin. Hail to the apostolic incorruptible crown. Hail to the one who gave birth to God, the Word, our Savior Jesus, who came and saved us. And we also pray that we may gain mercy through your intercessions before the lover of mankind. Gather today, O people, children of the church. Let us go to Jerusalem and behold this great wonder. For Mary, mother of our Savior and the Queen of Women, is in the house of John and pure disciple, with the pure apostles, like a crown upon her head. And all the virgins are weeping, saying, today we became orphans. She petitioned her beloved Son, saying, O Lord, I ask you not to see the honor of death. Our Savior Jesus said, speaking to his mother Mary, death is a passing over for human beings. As for you, do not fear, my blessed city, for I have crushed its thorn before it came to you. Jesus, Son of the living God, came down from heaven with his holy angels and the powers from on high, and brought vestments from on high with which to shroud the body of the Virgin Saint Mary. Behold, select palm leaves from paradise were brought by Christ to sing hymns before her with David, saying, the queen rose on your right hand, O king, clothed in a garment adorned with gold. All tongues of the heavenly incorporeal servants give praises before the Virgin until she came to where her beloved Son is. The cherubim give praises before her, and the powers exalt her and bow to her, for she is higher than them all. To our Father the Apostle, she became a mother during her life and after the ascension of her Son. As for us, the people, children of the Church, we plead and ask her all of days of our life to ask her Son for us on the day of her commemoration, to make us his sons with his good Father. Pray to the Lord on our behalf with Saint Hilaria to grant us the forgiveness of our sins.